It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
And very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida, Sandy Alcantara was looking to collect his 10th win of the season. He was also looking to surpass or at least get to the 200-inning mark, a goal of his in 2021. Alcantara went opposite of the young left-hander for the Tampa Bay Rays, Shane McClanahan. A Rays win and a Red Sox loss meant the Tampa Bay Rays would be the kings of the American League East.
Well, welcome back to our Lone Depot Park studios. The Marlins at the Trop tonight in St. Petersburg. They fall to the Rays by the final score of 7-3. Tampa Bay, an 8-0 win last night in the series opener. Now the Rays have won the first two games of this three-game series. They've won 4 out of 5 to begin the season series, which will wrap up tomorrow at 1:10. Marlins looking to avoid the sweep. But the win here tonight, the Rays have won the American League East Division Championship for the second straight year, for the fourth time in their franchise history. They are able to overcome the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Blue Jays in that AL East. They're headed to the postseason as most likely the number one seed in the AL playoffs. Still, though, that's the last mountain they have to climb over the course of the final 8 days of this season. Let's see how we got to 7-3 here tonight. Shane McClanahan, the rookie left-hander, started for the Rays against Sandy Alcantara. Sandy had a couple of milestones on his radar heading into this ball game tonight. Needed 5 1/3 innings to get to 200 on this season. And if somehow he could get to 11 strikeouts in this game, he would hit 200 Ks in 2021. Well, he'd get one of those milestones, but the second would have to wait. We'll have more on that coming up. This game was scoreless into inning number 3. Marlins had a couple hits but couldn't score in the first inning. Had a couple hits, couldn't score in second against McClanahan. But in the third, leading off, Miguel Rojas took matters into his own hands. Deep to left field. Back goes Arozarena at the wall. Goodbye, Miguel Rojas. Gives the Marlins a 1-0 lead. That lead didn't last long, though. In the bottom half of the fourth inning, a one-out double by Austin Meadows. Actually, one-out triple by Austin Meadows. A man at third for the shortstop tonight, Joey Wendell. Rojas at short now backs up a couple of steps. He's shaded up the middle. They're back at first and second. Wendell, lefty hitter, grounds one to third, past Alvarez to tie the game. Over toward the line, Brinson to cut it off. Wendell's digging for a double, and he'll be in there standing up. It's 1-1. 1-1 into the bottom half of inning number 5. Brett Phillips reached on an error by Jazz Chisholm at second base. For Jazz, his league-leading 14th error at second base, and this is 86th game of the year at the position. So the first man was on in a tie game for the number 9 hitter, the catcher, Mike Zunino. The 0-1 pitch is hit well. Right center field and deep. Long way back, De La Cruz. Home run, Mike Zunino. A 2-run shot, his 32nd of the season. And the Rays go up 3-1. It was 3-1 to the top of the sixth. At that point, Shane McClanahan was done. He exited after 5 innings of 6-hit, 1-run ball. He walked 1, struck out 3, allowed the Rojas homer through wild pitch. 84 pitches, 55 strikes for McClanahan tonight. Colin McHugh came on, allowed consecutive singles to Jesus Sanchez and Lewis Brinson to begin the inning. Lewin Diaz a fly ball to center for the first out. Then Nick Fortes singled, loading the bases. Eddie Alvarez hit into a fielder's choice that brought home a run. Made it again a 1-run game at 3-2, but when Sandy Leon struck out, the inning was over. Marlins left a pair. Rays would get that run back in their half of the sixth inning, but not before Sandy Alcantara collected his major milestone of the night, leading off that sixth inning. Austin Meadows was the hitter for the Rays. On 2-1, ground ball, first base side, behind the bag, up with the Diaz. Underhands of Sandy covering out at first base, and Sandy Alcantara has thrown 200 innings here in 2021.
He did it. That's the goal that he had for himself. All he wanted to do was be the guy to throw 200 innings. Congratulations to Sandy.
He's the first Marlin to do that since Mark Burley in 2012. Burley threw 202 and a third innings that season. It's been 9 years since any Marlins pitcher had worked 200 innings in a season. He's the 22nd pitcher all time to do it for the Marlins. By the way, if you're wondering, the club record, 237 and a third innings by Kevin Brown back in the championship season of 1997. So he got 200 innings. He had the first out in the sixth inning, but then Joey Wendell reached on an infield single, a ground ball up the third base line that was fielded by Eddie Alvarez as he crossed into foul territory. As he tried to make the exchange from the glove to the throwing hand, the ball squirted away from him, rolled toward the third base dugout, and Wendell took second. It would be scored a single and an E5, so a runner at second with one out for Yandy Diaz. And he rips one on a line over Miguel Rojas. Base hit, left center field. Wendell motoring around third. He'll score to make it 4-2 Rays. Marlins will get that run back in the seventh against Colin McHugh with one out, a double by Jazz Chisholm to snap what had been an 0-for-17 for him. Man at second for Brian De La Cruz. Here's a ball ripped on a line on 3-0. He bangs one by the third baseman, Diaz. Waved at third, coming home Chisholm. The throw on a bounce, not in time. An RBI single for Brian De La Cruz. And the Marlins again pull within a run at 4-3. It's a good night for De La Cruz. Three singles and a walk in four official at-bats. Five trips to the plate for De La Cruz. His sixth three-hit game in the big leagues. But every time the Marlins scored a run, it felt like in this game, the Rays would answer. They would do it in the seventh inning. Alcantara still out there to begin the inning, allowed consecutive hits to Mike Zunino, a single, and then to Brandon Lau. 1-2 pitch is ripped out toward right center, going to get down and go to the wall, extra bases. Zunino around third. He's going to chug toward the plate. The relay throw home, not in time. It's an RBI double for Lau and a 5-3 Rays lead. Every time the Marlins pull within a run, the Rays get that run right back. That would be it for Alcantara. Then after six innings plus, Richard Bleier came out of the pen and did a nice job putting out the fire with the man at second and nobody out. He struck out G-Man Choi. He intentionally walked a Rosarena. He then got pinch hitter Nelson Cruz in the Austin Meadows spot on a fly ball to the wall in right field. And when Joey Wendell fouled out to first base, Bleier was out of that mess. We could close the book on Alcantara tonight. Six innings plus. 9 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned. Didn't walk anybody, struck out 6, allowed the home run to Zunino. 87 pitches, 63 strikes. Alcantara sees his season ERA go from 3.05 to 3.09 tonight as he hits 200 inning mark. And he pulls now within 5 strikeouts of 200 in the season, heading into what we would expect to be one final start coming up next weekend against the Phillies. So Sandy left this game with the Rays in front 5-3. They would break it open in inning number 8 against Anthony Bender, who hadn't allowed a run in the month of September. Yandy Diaz led off with an infield single to third base. Kevin Kiermaier then doubled off the third base bag, putting man at second and third with nobody out for Brett Phillips. 3-1 pitch, and Phillips lines one to right field. Sanchez there makes the catch. Runner tags at third, coming toward the plate, throws up the line. And it won't be in time, a sacrifice fly. Diaz scores. Kiermaier goes to third as that throw came all the way through. Though they had no shot at the plate, really, and it's 6-3 Rays. And they would then tack on one more run in that eighth inning, courtesy of their second baseman, Brandon Lau, who had a huge ball game tonight. Bender comes home with the 0-2, and that's a ground ball to the left side. Down the line. That'll get the job done. In from third base, Kiermaier. It'll be an RBI double for Lau. His third double in the game. He's 4-for-5 tonight. And the Rays open up a 7-3 lead. Now, in the first four games the Marlins and Rays had played this season, Lau had been 2-for-13 with a double. Tonight he goes 4-for-5 with 3 doubles, a couple of RBIs. And the Rays led it 7-3 into the ninth inning. They brought Pete Fairbanks on to try to lock down the ball game and lock down the National League East Division, or the American League East Division Championship. Fairbanks got the first two outs quickly. Sandy Leon, a ground ball to short. Joe Panic, a line drive to left. But then the Marlins showed some life. Jazz Chisholm, a single. Brian De La Cruz, a walk. Jesus Sanchez, a single. So the Marlins loaded the bases. They got the tying man to the plate with two outs in the ninth, trailing 7-3. And Lewis Brinson was their last hope. He fouled out to the first baseman, G-Man Choi. That's how this one ends. Rays win at 7-3, and the celebration was on at the Trop. Tampa Bay is the champion of the American League East Division here in 2021. For the Rays tonight, 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors, 7 left. For the Marlins, 3 runs on 13 hits, 2 errors. They strand 11 in the game. Shane McClanahan, the starter and winner, 10-6. Sandy Alcantara, the loser, 9-14. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 59 minutes. Rays with the winner, 96-59 now. They're within one win of matching the franchise record. Rays went 97-65 in 2009. They've now won 96 games for the third time. Did it in 2010 and 2019 previously. We'll look for win number 97 to tie the club record in the series finale here tomorrow. They're 96-59, 37 over, matching their high water mark for the year. They had previously been 37 over at 88-51 on September 7th. Tampa Bay improves to 51-29 at home. They'll play their final regular season home game tomorrow at 1:10 against these Marlins. And by the way, with the Rays scoring 7 runs today, marks the 5th time in a row Marlins pitching has allowed 7 or more runs in a game. First time all year they've allowed 7-plus runs in 5 straight games. Marlins with the loss fall to 64-90. They are 24-52 away from Lone Depot Park. They've got the 4th worst road record in all of Major League Baseball, 24-52, one of the worst in franchise history here in 2021. Marlins pitchers struck out 7 tonight, with each strikeout counting for $25 toward AutoNation's Drive Pick Initiative. The Marlins Foundation will contribute another $175 as the Marlins and AutoNation again work together here in 2021 to try to strike out cancer in our community. For the season now, Marlins pitchers up to 1,299 Ks. That's $32,475 pledged to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative.
So the Rays win it. They are indeed the kings of the American League East. Let's hear from Marlins manager Don Mattingly afterwards.
A lot of opportunities tonight offensively. At 13 hits, I think 11 singles, though. Was it just a case of just not getting that kind of that big hit? Because it seemed like you had opportunities the whole game.
Yeah, we had some chances there early, obviously, and really late there. Early, I thought to be able to tack on some runs and give Sandy some breathing room. We weren't able to kind of scratch any of those across. And, you know, then obviously late there, you know, in the game, we had some chances also. And just like you said, we didn't get that big hit tonight.
And as for Sandy tonight, he looked like he left one up maybe to Zunino, but sort of battled his way through. What was your take on his performance tonight?
Yeah, I thought he was good. You could tell he was fired up for this outing. Knowing who we were playing. Looks like they were trying to attack him early. They didn't want to get to 2 strikes and tried to jump him early, which can be in, I guess, either favor. It kind of fell in ours, I felt like, because he was getting, you know, fairly quick outs as his pitch count was down. And they kept scratching for those runs. They kept, they get one and they get another one. And, I like the way we played tonight, honestly. I thought we battled and kept getting back in the game. We just didn't, like you said, didn't get that hit. And then they kind of broke it open there, pretty good in the eighth.
What was your issue with the umpire on – it was the same guy involved last night. He was at first base with the Alvarez ejection.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I feel like I've missed a memo on, throwing guys out. I mean, Eddie dropped the bat. I'm not quite sure he said anything. Felt like Manny's back was to him when he dropped his helmet or kind of flipped his helmet down. But, I mean, seen so much worse that I'm not quite sure. Honestly, a little confused on the guys getting thrown out so quickly. And honestly, not even a confrontation. Just like, I don't know. So that was really my issue. It's like, it's 2 nights in a row. Didn't take me long either, I guess. Pretty quick with me too. So basically what came out of my mouth with a little more emphasis, I just basically said 2 nights in a row, and that was it. So, again, we're going to have to be more careful, I guess, because we don't have a lot of extra infielders. You probably noticed Miggy coming out of it, you know, didn't go back out there. He did a little irritated, a little toe on a stretch from, he's been playing with it. And it looked like he irritated early in the game with that throw from Lewin, just stretching out. We'll see where that goes.
Donnie, one last one. The infield and the ground ball by Phillips, it's kind of tricky with two guys next to each other. Is there it either went off Jazz's glove, but it looked like it would have been easy for Miggy. Is that a tricky play for the infielders, or do you have to know who's next to you?
Well, you definitely got to know who's next to you, but it's more of a communication ball. It's tough. You know, you start getting guys, and they do work on it, especially in spring training with that communication, trying to get early calls from guys. It's obviously an easier play. I think it's an easy play for both guys. If Jazz catches it, he's got him easy, I felt like. But Miggy's going that way. So I'm not sure what the communication was, but you feel like Miggy's moving towards first, easier, probably an easier play for him.
Jordan?
Hey, Donnie. Back to Sandy. He hit the 200-inning mark in tonight's game. I know that was a goal of his this year. And just what can you speak to that, hitting that mark? It's something that hasn't been done for the Marlins in a while. And just what that means for him as he continues through this season?
I don't know what it means for him continuing through the season. Obviously, it's a goal for Sandy's. And I think it's a goal because he wants to be out there for this team, right? And when he's out there, he's thinking nine all the time. He don't like coming out of games. So, obviously, it's just continuation of his kind of growth. I think it's a mark for guys from the standpoint of being out there for your club and showing that you're going to post and be healthy every time out.
Christina? Donnie, just you obviously have been ejected by this point, but just to see a team clinch a division against, I guess, your team, just for you to speak to that dynamic and what you guys would hopefully aspire to in the future.
Yeah, I guess number one, congratulations to those guys. They've earned it, obviously, in a tough division there with Boston and New York chasing them and Toronto. It looks like all those teams are right there in that wild card hunt also. So congrats to them. It's never much fun watching anybody clinch when you're not going to get a chance to go to the postseason. But, you know, I guess it's something that our guys really should see because it is a special time. And, I mean, no matter how you do it or how you get there, you work, you know, guys work all winter, organizations work all winter putting things together. Your staff works to, you know, get guys better. It's a long season, and to accomplish that is obviously a great feeling. And so congrats to them. And for us, it's something that, you know, we gotta work towards it. To be more consistent. They're getting pretty consistent at it. Obviously, this year's been a disappointment for us from the standpoint of we're able to kind of break through in the short season last year. And I know we had a lot higher expectations than where we're at. So, I don't know what the feeling is, but obviously not. It's been a while for our club that, you know you're not going to be in postseason.
Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the Marlins lost to the Tampa Bay Rays at the Trop last night. These two ball clubs have now played five games this season. The Marlins have won just one of them all the way back on April 3rd. They will try to win their second this afternoon at 1:10 when Jesus Luzardo goes opposite of the young right-hander Shane Baz of the Tampa Bay Rays. 1:10 first pitch, 12:40 airtime with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.